You may have noticed that when people from Asia are making merit for someone who's passed away, they'll pour water on the ground, or pour water in a receptacle and then pour that on the ground. The clarity of the water is a symbol of the mind state that you're trying to send. Because that's what you're sending when you dedicate merit. It's a state of mind. John Fung used to like to ask his students, especially brand new students, where's the merit that you've made? Some of them say, well, I made merit at this place and that place. He said, well, where is it right now? It should be in your heart. The sense of well-being, the sense of clarity that comes when you've done something good. That's the merit. It's a quality of the mind. The water is simply a symbol. But it reminds you, and this is what symbols are for, it reminds you of what kind of clarity, what kind of brightness you want to send. Because when you're dedicating a mind state to somebody else who's passed away, they're sensitive to the quality. If there's sorrow, if there's something heavy about it, that's not a kind of mind state that they want to pick up. If they would know that you were doing good, they'd be happy. That's the kind of mind state that they would like. There's a passage in the canon where a man is on his deathbed, or at least he and his wife think he's on his deathbed. So she goes to see him and says, don't worry about me. I'll be able to take care of myself. And don't be afraid that after you die, I'll get further away from the Sangha. Actually, I'll try to get closer to the Sangha. And what she has to say to him lifts his spirit so much that he actually gets well. He goes to see the Buddha, and the Buddha says, you're lucky you have a wife like that. Instead of weeping and wailing, she's concerned about his state of mind. And one of the best ways to keep someone who's passed away from worrying is to show that you know what you're doing, that you can take care of yourself. That's what we're doing when we are generous, when we're virtuous, when we meditate. We're learning how to take care of ourselves. There's that passage at the end of the Chant for the Sublime Attitudes. May I look after myself with ease. May all beings look after themselves with ease. And that's the essence of metta, the essence of goodwill. That you're not saying that, well, I'm going to try to be there for them. You want people to be there for themselves and have a capability within themselves. And if you show that you have that capability within yourself, then the people who used to be worried about you can put down their worries. And they can rejoice in the merit that you're sending their way.